Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on September 15th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And joining us today as co-host and co-interviewer is the president and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Mark Lipps. And of course, with us because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, Mark, how are you guys doing today?
Excellent. I am doing great.
Good.
I'm in day five of the 60-day challenge.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, by the way, in Afterburn, that's the gym that's doing it, is nominated as one of the top five. They were in best Manhattan health areas in Manhattan Beach. But a group of us got together, and it's called a 60-day challenge, and it's 60 days workouts and also special group things on the weekends because you're assigned a group. Or you can say, we want to be in Team Sal and all of us together and all that. And you're supposed to bring in a partner because the partner's supposed to motivate you. But I don't know why you need a partner because you're usually choosing a workout that accommodates you. And so, for instance, mine's either 5 or 6 in the morning and all of that. But then on the weekends, that's when the groups can get together. Like this weekend, we're having a group workout. And then next weekend, it's a group kayak somewhere, and then there's going to be a group. They call it a peer-to-peer, but they said, don't worry, it's not as intense as last year's, and we've tamed it down a little bit. But, you know, I've never done that. That would be interesting. I think I'll ride on I think I'll take a Ski-Doo, actually, on that one. But there's one where we go up to another Afterburn, which is another gym up, and there's like two of them, I think, and the other one is in up in the San Gabriel Valley where we play dodgeball as a group. They also give you a strict nutrition program that they put you through or that you can either buy stuff or just stick to that regimen of fish and vegetables and, you know, not too many calories and portion control and all those things, because that's really about 75-80% of it is that. But what they do is you get points, and at the beginning they take a picture of you, so it's the before picture, and you get points for showing up to a class. You get points for amount of weight you lose. When they at the end they weigh you or whatever it is your goal is, they weigh you, check your muscle, your body fat, all of that stuff, and you know wherever you've improved, you get points for that. And there's thousands of dollars that these teams can win. I mean, $25,000, I think, is the top prize that a team can win if, you know, if their team, you know, gets the most points.
There's social pressure for everybody.
There is a payoff. That's, so, you know, I got all my overweight friends and said, come on, 60 days, guys, gut it out. Let's get some points. Let's make some money. But, you know,
that's the best incentive ever. I mean, losing weight is great, but to get money at the end of it is real incentive.
Let me tell you, and they have all these different classes from like 5 in the morning till 8 at night. I mean, from, you know, depending on what you want, if you want body fat or body weight loss or muscle build, you know, and you choose which class. And I kind of mix it up a little bit, but mainly the interval classes, which are just high cardio intervals because, you know, you go, 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 rest for a minute, go, 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 rest for a minute. And it's, you know,
is
60
that,
minutes.
That's called, Mark, that's called HIIT, right? H-I-T?
I have no
high
idea.
High-intensity training where you
go
hard,
right,
rest.
Exactly.
Go hard, rest.
Yeah. And HIIT, then they have classes that focus more on weight, you know, dead weights and deadlifting and all that jazz. But let me tell you, the first 4 days, I would get to the office and sit down for a second, and then I'd get up, and I just thought my legs were going to kill me. I mean, it was just
rubber,
so sore.
Rubber band.
Today, but they say that, they were telling me that that soreness is the best time because that's when you need to push it because that's when you're doing the most good for yourself.
That's when you're building.
Today, what's interesting, today, when I first started, I was doing burpees. I was literally crawling back to do the burpee, you know, like walking my feet back because I couldn't jump. Today, man, I was just knocking out burpees, hopping back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you know. So it, you can tell there's already a difference. So
lifestyle.
Pretty cool.
Now,
55 days
to
go.
Ask, 55 days to go. We've got to ask Jackie about her evening because she was surrounded by 5 cops. Tell us about your evening, Jackie.
You make it sound
who
so
hasn't
nefarious.
Been surrounded by 5 cops?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. You make it sound so nefarious, Joe. It was actually a good thing. We had our first neighborhood watch meeting for our new block. I say new because our old neighborhood watch captain left years ago, and we've had a big turnover on the street, a lot of new neighbors. And I kind of organized a casual national night out last month, and one of my neighbors said, you know, I want to do this neighborhood watch thing. I'm willing to be the block captain. Can I collect names and signatures? I said, absolutely. So he organized it, and we had our first meeting last night, and we had a good turnout. And the 5 police officers were Torrance PD, and, you know, they're the community relations person. They had a traffic person there. They had an intelligence person there. They, you know, they had 5 different officers from the different departments to come out and do their, you know, just get, each of them spoke about what they do and how we can work with them and stuff. And it was good. It was really, really good. It was good. I'm glad that we're doing it. And again, you know, how this all started was I realized there were just a whole bunch of new people on the street. Nobody knew anybody else. So hopefully everybody will stay a while. Oh, actually, you know, it's funny. I got to tell you this. This is amazing. We had actually the house right across the street from me was one of the homes sold very early in the year, and it underwent 6-7 months of construction, 8 months of construction, and a family moved in. A family moved in 3 weeks ago. I was out in my yard on a Saturday morning. I saw the moving trucks pull up. I saw them moving stuff in, and I thought, oh, okay, construction's over. People moving in last weekend. John and I were pulling out in our car, and we saw a for sale sign in front of the house.
Ah!
Yeah, what? Apparently they got an offer they couldn't refuse. So they moved in 3 weeks ago. They sold the house last weekend.
Yeah.
Money.
A couple that I know had a house in the hill section. Mm-hmm. Couple that I know had a house in the hill section. Built the house. It was their dream house. They'd always wanted this house. They lived in it for about, I don't know, a year and a half. Some friends came over. Some people had moved to Manhattan Beach, and they knew them and obviously very well off because they said, we just love this house. We love everything about it. Would you sell it? And they said, no, we just built it, and this is our dream house. This is where we went. Well, there's got to be a number. I mean, no, we want it. We'll give you. And they threw out this, I mean,
yep,
four times over the market rate. I mean,
wow,
millions of dollars. And they said, and
right,
we don't want you to touch a thing. We want the furniture, everything. Just leave it as
yep
is, pack your clothes, and go. And they built their dream house. They built their second dream house on the street,
yes,
with what they made.
Wow.
But,
wow,
I mean, unbelievable.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
right,
again,
right.
Same thing with this. As soon as I saw that sign, I said to my husband, come on, let's go walk through. I want to see it. He's like, I don't want to see it. So I went over by myself. And they did top to bottom. It's like one of those shows on HGTV. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Is it still for sale?
No. They got
No, someone must have bought it.
No, they did. They did. The first,
yeah,
the one day, they had one open house.
Yeah.
And I
talked
to the realtor.
Right.
And same day, full day price, full price offers, and I think plus, a small bidding war going on. Oh, no,
yeah,
no. They got, sold immediately.
I'm selling my house and moving to Bakersfield. That's all I'm going to do. I want,
right.
Something.
Now,
you could have the biggest house in Bakersfield. You sold your house here.
No, we have an exciting morning coming up because we're going to be talking with someone that really, really has an amazing resume, and I'm excited, and I'm so glad you're here, Mark, because you really have a lot of visibility into some of the great things that are happening here in the South Bay with the medical community. We've got some great partners with UCLA Health in Manhattan Beach and so forth that, it really is kind of new. I mean, the focus of some of the larger health organizations here in the South Bay, it's not new, but I mean, in the last, 5-10 years, it's really intensified. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Dr. Judy Goldstone. Dr. Judy today, is a medical weight loss and anti-aging expert and is certified by the American Board of Internal Medicine and the American Board of Obesity Medicine. She graduated cum laude from the University of California, Los Angeles, and received her medical degree from Mount Sinai School of Medicine, where she graduated at the top of her class. In 2001, she joined the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine and developed expertise in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, nutraceutical usage and nutrition. Her longtime interest in weight loss, optimum health, and longevity led Dr. Judy to open her private practice devoted to helping people get into optimal physical and mental shape and remain there. Dr. Goldstone is a member of the American Society of Bariatric Physicians and the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. She is well recognized as an expert in weight loss, nutraceutical uses, nutrition, and bioidentical hormone. But now this morning, we're going to learn what Dr. Judy suggests we can do to improve our collective health and live a more optimal life. Welcome to the program, Dr. Judy. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We're so glad you're here. This is something that I think is truly interesting and new in the South Bay, that there has been such an influx of high level, well respected organizations moving in, and I refer to UCLA Health, and there's another big facility going in, emergency medicine facility going in, right on Sepulveda, right across from the Galleria. So we can talk a little bit about that. But Dr. Judy, when you think of the things that people deal with, I mean, the chronic diseases, obviously heart disease, diabetes, all of these diseases are related to lifestyle and inflammation. Talk a little bit about that and kind of the sea change in medicine today.
Well, sure. That's exactly my expertise, as a matter of fact. As you were sort of touching upon, prevention is becoming the biggest thing in medicine going forward. And the root cause of most illnesses we're finding now is inflammation. And that's when your body is inflamed, and it can be inflamed for so many reasons. But the number one is probably lifestyle. And then the number two reason would be the environment that we live in is so filled with toxins and pollutants that it's poisoning our bodies. Our bodies get inflamed in response, and that in turn leads to things like diabetes, heart disease, cancers, dementia, all the biggies. And then the other thing, of course, that we're dealing with is the epidemic of obesity and overweight, and this also leads to inflammation. So it's a double whammy.
Double whammy. I love asking this question. When you were in medical school and you were doing hours and hours and hours of training on the structure of the body, the structure of the nerves, you know, all of these things, the side effects of various pharmaceutical drugs and things like that, how much training did you receive in medical school on nutrition?
Zero. Honestly,
it's
pathetic. Nothing. They taught us nothing about supplements, lifestyle, diet, zero.
It's all about cutting and removing it.
It's all about disease.
And drugs. Drugs.
It's disease care and drugs. That's all I was taught.
Yeah.
You know, how to manage disease.
Right.
And the pharmaceutical representatives would come and teach you about the drugs. So, of course, that's all you knew.
Right. That is really scary. That is really scary.
It's really scary.
Dr. Goldstone, may I ask you a question? By the way, thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. We really appreciate it. By the way, the most compelling comment I heard and what really stuck with me was when you and I were sitting together at the lunch at Manhattan House, and it came to your time to do your little elevator speech and talk about your business, and you were talking about how and I'm having this aggressive sex life, and I'm going, okay, I'm in. What, you know. So,
I was there for that.
True.
I'm signing up. Dr. Goldstone, do you do house go? You know, so anyway, the but here's what, and I, you know, I'm, and I don't mind, I don't want anybody to feel bad, but I'm in context with this conversation is I'm in dealing with cancer right now. And so, you know, I've got all that stuff going on, and I've done the chemo and radiation, and I've met with, you know, certainly every 3 months now I get with the doctors again and we do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've spent a lot of time in labs and hospitals and all of that in the last year or so. Why, you know, and because of the cancer, all of a sudden everybody comes out and they say, you got to try this green smoothie, you got to try this, you got to eat this plant or chew on these seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it sound like the medical profession, and I get it, where you going through the training, you didn't get the nutrition guidelines and all of that, but why would there be any nefarious reason for the medical community, if there was a real cure for cancer and it was a particular seed from some tree that grew in wherever, don't you think they'd be all over that and want to harvest it and want to create something from it?
There's no money.
That's just a great question. And you know what? It really upset me when I, you know, started going into this and found out the truth. I actually think that there have been people that have found cures to cancer, and what happens is that they get run out of the business. They get pressure to close their clinics. They have to go to other countries.
Why wouldn't a big pharma go the other direction and buy them out and charge a huge amount of money and make this big announcement that we have found the cure to cancer?
Because a lot of them are based on natural things that your body can do to heal itself, and you cannot patent that, and you can't sell it as a drug. And they're already making too much money on the drugs that they have out there. You know how expensive all those chemotherapies
are. No, I get that. I'm just thinking that would just be another way and another capitalistic way to capitalize on something. I mean, would you want to be the first big pharma to come out and say we found the cure to AIDS or cancer or...
You can't patent something that's natural. So remember in the old days with the apricot seeds and Laetrile, you can't patent that. You can't sell that because it's found in nature. Patents can only be something artificial that they made up, you know.
And by the way, I'm just playing devil's advocate, but sure, found in nature. But how many of us who are basically lazy, we have a culture of that. It also accounts for a lot of the obesity and all of that around the country, would rather go to a store or a pharmacy and buy a bottle of apricot seeds versus going out and finding a tree or growing a tree?
Oh, for sure.
And pay for it.
But that can be done by alternative-type pharmacies called compounding pharmacies or other things. Compounding pharmacies can put together anything they want as long as the ingredients are FDA-approved and approved by their pharmacy board. So that's where a lot of these things come from.
Mm-hmm. If it's just a matter of apricot seeds, you could probably go and buy those at Whole Foods.
It's not.
That's
just an example from 20 years ago. But, you know, now there's a bunch of other things like electromagnetic radiation. How do you, patent that? I guess they have, but it's only for use in animals. So I really don't know the answer as to why they don't start approving it for people.
That's the other thing. How much do you see? Is there really, because we always hear this on this side of the pond, that Europe and other places have been approved for drugs that would certainly help us here, but our FDA will not approve them.
That's
the reality?
Yeah, our FDA is so strict. I actually tell people that have, you know, very far advanced cases of cancer, and if they've done everything here, I say just go to one of these clinics in Europe or even Mexico that are well recognized, because they're so far ahead of us. They don't have the laws that stop them.
Okay.
I also sometimes wonder if maybe those particular drugs have helped, say, 1% of the cancer victims. And so when you look at the whole universe of cancer victims, and so there's this proclamation that we found the cure to cancer, but really what you found is there's everybody's body is unique, and maybe there's this one thing, because I thought about that when people say, well, my dad drank this green smoothie and his cancer went away and all that.
Yeah.
And so you wonder, well, it worked for his body, but who knows if it will work for my body.
You're right. You're right. It is multifactorial, and people are working on different things. Some cancers respond to cutting off the blood supply, for example, and some cancers respond to biologics or drugs that are made from the cancer that attack the immune system, or some cancers are killed by bolstering the immune system. It's all different, and everybody's cancer is different, and everybody's body is different, but the general things are, if you keep your health up, your immune system up, you're taking all the right supplements, your body is balanced, you're exercising, reducing your stress, and decreasing your inflammation, you've got a lot better chance to not get cancer, number one, and to fight it, number two.
Okay, where are the myths versus reality out there when you see, like, for instance, if you had to pick three things that every individual out there, adult individual, should be taking on a daily basis, just a certain amount, what would those be? I mean, we hear everybody should be taking 80 milligrams of aspirin for your heart.
Right.
Fish oil.
If you want supplements that everybody should take, or the three things that everybody should do to try to prevent illness and cancer and...
Well, let's do all of them.
Okay. The three things that I would recommend to prevent illness in general and cancer is, number one, if you're overweight, get yourself down to a normal weight.
Working on it.
That's the best
number
thing to
one.
Do. Number one. Number two is exercise every day for 45 minutes to an hour. And it doesn't even have to be intense like the high-intensity interval training. You can just be walking on a treadmill for an hour, 45 minutes.
Yep.
Whatever it is that makes you happy, but get out there and move for an hour a day, 45 minutes to an hour.
That's why people say walking
three,
the dog or something like that.
Exactly. And number three would be watch your diet. Watch what you eat.
Yeah.
Try to eat a plant-based diet. That is known to be the healthiest diet of all. Lots of fruits and vegetables, and keep your red meat to a minimum.
Plant-based diet.
Plant-based
diet. Yes, that's right in your wheelhouse, Joe.
That's right in my wheelhouse. You got that right.
Farmer Joe.
Plant-based diet. Dr. Judy, there's a few touchstones that I as a urban farmer that I you know talk to many of my clients and customers about. One is the book The China Study by T. Colin Campbell, published in 2005. That study is sort of the basis on which many other books have been written, and lots of people have. Can you talk about the results?
Well, first, I want to hear the three supplements.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
We want to finish. We got the three. We got the three things: exercise.
Exercise number one. Or no, number one is lose weight. Get to a normal
weight. Which goes into
a normal weight.
And then moving at least 45 to an hour.
45 minutes a day. Yeah.
45 minutes a day. And then nutrition. Because like they said, even in this after the 60-day challenge, they tell me and even the trainers say, Mark, you can work out every day. But really, 75% of all your weight loss, all everything, all your health, all your build,
yeah.
your developing
yeah.
is from nutrition. So
that's yeah. you know that's absolutely true. I learned that years ago. What you eat is going to determine your weight loss. Exercise is fabulous for toning and building muscle and all of that. But as far as weight loss goes, it's all nutrition. It's all what
so
you're
what,
eating. Yeah.
So what you are what you eat,
supplements.
Remember? We all grew up with.
Right.
So what are the supplements?
Okay.
Because I'm writing all of this down.
All right. The main supplements I recommend, of course, is fish oil, omega-3, and that's because we get enough omega-6. In all of our foods, and the ratio of omega-3 to 6 is all skewed. You want more 3 right now.
How much fish oil should someone take?
Oh, well, it depends on who they are. Most people, 1,000 milligrams of very pure, good quality fish oil would be good enough. But if you have other conditions like a ton of inflammation in your body, then the dose goes higher. Like you can go up to 6 grams a day of fish oil if you need to.
Whoa! 6,000 milligrams. Okay.
So, but how do you know? Okay, so I'm walking into the vitamin store. How do I know what's a good fish oil versus a...
Excellent question. Okay, what you have to do is you have to familiarize yourself a little bit with the companies. And there's also this online source called computerlab.org, I think, either that or .com. And what they do is they're independent and they test the quality of, let's say we're talking about omega-3, they test it in Rite Aid, Kirkland, all the different brands, and they'll tell you how pure it actually is. And it turns out that Costco brand usually doesn't have what it says in it. But there are pharmaceutical-grade quality supplements, and those are the ones that you want. And there's a couple of companies that are very good at that. One is called Pure Pharmaceuticals. The other one is Complementary Pharmaceuticals. And then, let's see, Douglas is great. Douglas has such high, Douglas Labs, very high quality. You can buy them all online. They're all on Amazon.
I'm writing all this down.
Yeah, me too.
And here's another
next
big
supplement.
Trick. If you really don't know where to go, go to Life Extension. LifeExtension.org, they sell good-grade pharmaceutical supplements. And if you become a member, you can even get a discount. They send them straight to you.
Life Extension.
Cool.
And
all
the
right.
two thing would be vitamin D3. So many of us,
D3.
You know, we wear sunscreen and we don't go out in the sun and we block the vitamin D. Vitamin
right.
D is made in the sun in your skin, but you couldn't possibly be out there long enough to make enough.
I'm already taking that. I take 6,000 milligrams a day.
That's
vitamin
that's
D3.
Good. But here's the trick. You don't want to take too much because it absorbs calcium, right? So you could potentially get kidney stones if you're taking too much. So it depends. You should have your levels checked and followed. You don't want to get your level much higher than about 80 milligrams.
Yeah,
I
went to the doctor and I had none. So she was like, all right, let's start you 3,000 twice a day. So
isn't that
I went back to her and they tested it and she said, okay, this is a good level for you. So yeah, and I'm going back.
Do you remember what the level was?
After taking it for 3 months, I think I was at 31.
And that's a terrible level. That's a terrible level. I'll tell
it's
you
still
what.
Low.
Conventional
it's still low.
Doctors don't realize that there's a big range on the lab slip. It goes from 30 to 100. Do you want to be at the lowest end? No. That's not where
well,
you get
I guess
therapeutic
I
benefit.
Guess,
you
I
want to be around
really
50 to 60.
50 to 60. Well, I'm going in next week, and they're going to test my blood. We're going to do the blood test and test it again. So next week, we'll see what
good.
Is that more good. Of a female thing, vitamin
no,
D deficiency?
No, I find men all the time the same. They're low, very low. It's not a female okay. thing.
But are you saying D3?
It's D3.
D3.
Okay. And you're saying at minimum, D. 6,000 milligrams.
No, I usually put most people on about 5,000 milligrams a day, depending where their level is. If somebody's already at 40, then I might say take 1,000 milligrams a day. If they're at 12 up to about 30, then I'll say 5,000.
Well, I'm going to start doing that because, you know, they give me blood tests and do all kinds of tests and CT scan, all of that every 3 months. So I would find out.
And Mark,
ask them to
you
do the vitamin
your level
C.
really a little bit on the higher end, maybe 60, just because it's good for preventing the cancer from coming back. It bolsters your immune system.
All right. I'm ordering 6.
Yeah, I go in every 3 months. I do the blood work, and they check it. And
yeah, that's
I was
good. You
very,
have to
very
be
low.
Careful and get it checked.
Yeah,
awesome.
So I'll
now,
let
did,
you guys
did
know
we
next
get
week.
All, okay. Now, did we get all 3 supplements?
No, we got
one
more.
One more. Now, the other thing that I recommend is the B vitamins, a good B complex. And this is important because as you get older, you don't absorb it through your stomach that well from your food. So the best thing is to try to get it in a sublingual form, like a liquid that you could put under your tongue. That will definitely absorb. And most people end up being deficient in the B vitamins, too.
B complex?
Just like a good B complex that includes B12.
And Douglas Labs would be a good place to go for that.
Douglas Labs are complimentary prescriptions. They have a very good one. That's the one I carry here in my office. It tastes great. People have no trouble doing it.
How and is there an amount for that as well?
Yes,
or?
That would be 1,000 or 1 milligram a day.
1 milligram.
Or 1,000 micrograms.
Yeah. I don't know my weights and...
Douglas Labs?
That would
yeah.
be a good
Douglas
one,
Labs.
Or complimentary is the one that I carry, which I really like.
Nice.
Oh, okay, so since we're on this, I got to ask this.
Mm-hmm.
Run this by you, Dr. Judy. As I said, this store, I go in for my annual physical every year, and back in January I went in, and, you know, a week before I went in, did the blood, you know, they took the blood and everything, and she told me I was vitamin D deficient. She said my cholesterol was through the roof, which I know, and there was something else. I can't remember. Anyway, so she put me on, you know, as I said, the 6,000 milligrams of vitamin D3, and she said, you got to get your cholesterol down. She said, if you don't, I'm going to have to put you on medication.
Oh,
and I
no,
said, well,
don't go on medication.
I said, wait a minute, doc. I said, let me ask you something. I said, my husband, he worked for a company where he was the president of this big company, and they have these executive medical things where he goes through a big thing for 3 days and they test every single thing. And his cholesterol was very high, too. But the doctor, when he sat him down to go through the results, said, you know, cholesterol numbers, you know, there's good and there's bad. He said, but if you have high bad cholesterol, he said, it doesn't really matter. It all depends on how much plaque you have in your arteries. He said, you have zero plaque in your arteries. He said, so don't worry about the high bad cholesterol. So my husband came home and he told me this. And I'm like, wow. So I asked my doctor, I said, well, wait a minute. Before we freak out about the cholesterol, I said, isn't there a test? She said, yeah. I said, well, let me go take it. She said, okay. So I went in. They did the scan. A week later, they called me. They said, I have zero plaque in my arteries. So they said, no medication for you. I said, thank you. So I'm not freaking out. I'm not freaking out about the high. Is that correct, Dr. Judy?
Yeah, this is the new thinking, and this is the true thinking, actually, is that, I mean, we don't want your cholesterol super high, but it's not the cholesterol that's the enemy. It's inflammation and plaquing. If you're inflamed, you're going to plaque easier. So you have to check inflammatory markers also. And there are tests like the one that you took, and there's other tests that break down the cholesterol into the size of the particles, the size of the good cholesterol, the size of the bad cholesterol. Mm. Those are also very valuable tests because you put it all together and it will help you figure out if they're dangerous or not. The ultimate test, of course, is the scan that you had that shows there's no plaque. So why worry?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep your body in a great state of no inflammation, and the omega-3 will help you. And
okay, a state of no inflammation. Does that mean don't be fat? What does the inflammation mean?
Inflammation is a tough one. There's a test that can check that. Well, there's a few tests. One is called C-reactive protein, and it just tells you, it gives you a number, and your number should be less than 1. So if you come out, like, let's say 10, you know something's going on, but it cannot tell you where you're inflamed. A lot of overweight people have numbers that are fairly high. They're inflamed just from the weight and the fat cells and whatnot. Also,
right,
things like
right.
diabetes will, you know, high blood sugar will cause inflammation. Poor diet causes inflammation. That's basically what it means. And there are tests to break that down and tell you, but they can't tell you where it's coming from.
Right.
Interesting.
All we know is you've got to get it under control, and there are ways to do that.
Oh, that was the other thing. That was the other thing that she was concerned about, was that my sugar number was high.
I was going to say sugar, and I thought that was probably it. And that does lead to changes in your arteries. If your fasting blood sugar is above 90, you're already getting microscopic changes in your arteries that can lead to plaquing in the future. So you have to try to keep your blood sugar under control by diet and weight. Keep your weight under control.
Plant-based.
And exercise. And there are supplements that you can take also that do lower the blood sugar. You don't have to go
that?
On.
Yeah,
on
but
that.
See, Jackie goes to too many festivals. There's no way.
Actually,
she eats like a sailor.
All right, everybody.
Secrets. Let's give away all the
secrets. Cotton candy? That's another food group.
Well, actually, you know what my two big things when I think about sugar, because I'm not a sugar person. You know, I'm not a sweets person. I've always been a salty person. Like, I won't go for the Kit Kat. I'll go for the pretzels. And I don't put a ton of sugar in my food, you know. I eat a ton of fruit. I eat a ton
of fruit. Jackie, that's sugar.
All sugar breaks
down to the same thing. If you have an alcoholic drink, that breaks down to sugar. If you eat spaghetti, the noodles, all the carbohydrates that you eat
break down to sugar.
Yeah. It has to be sweet.
On this Afterburn program with the nutrition, there's no pasta in there, definitely no alcohol,
That's just bad.
And they do mention you should be picky on your fruit, right? I mean,
you have to be.
Not just every fruit is, I'm okay, I'm eating fruit. There are some fruits that are better than others.
That's right. And also, you know what else? Is that if you can afford it, you really should try to eat certain fruits organic, because there's so many pesticides on the fruit, you really have to be careful. Strawberries are something you should always get organic. They are so full of pesticides. That's like
I think,
fun.
Okay, so here, can you project? This is what, and maybe I've just bought into the all the documentaries and all of that, but when you think about 40, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, and when pesticides really came into play and people were trying to get higher yields on their crops, so they were, you know, GMOs, and all of that stuff, it really takes probably 30 years for us to see that manifest itself. And so we're seeing more allergies and more issues, right?
Exactly.
So
we're an experiment.
What happens?
We're
so where do you think, as a professional, gosh, I mean, because I don't see this really subsiding that much. We're just... You know, even the pesticide people are saying, it's organic, but really it's like maybe 40% organic, and then the other part, they kind of hide that away in a little bit. And it's poison. And so where do you see us in 30 years?
God, I can't. Well, look what's happened to us now. We have this epidemic of obesity going on. A lot of it is from the food that we've been eating.
Right.
And I think it's just, well, it's hard to say because there are so many things that are being developed to counteract a lot of that. So
right.
It is possible that things will get better if people pay attention and eat the right things
right.
and stay away from GMO and try to avoid pesticides, drink the right water, you know, not the water that comes from your tap.
I think we will evolve. You know, it's not like, you know, the guys who grew up with gravy will eventually die off, and the people who grew up with eating fresh, you know, I think we will evolve into our culture will be more about freshness and all of that.
You know, Mark, I got to tell you something. You know, we live in Southern California.
Yeah,
all right?
True.
California is a bubble unto itself as far as healthy eating, healthy lifestyle. Let me tell you something. You get out of California or just out of the major cities in California, people are eating Big Macs and drinking Codes.
Oh, that's
like there's no
true.
Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Okay. So I think weather plays into it as well. When you look at the Midwest, where I grew up, where, you know, it's either so hot you don't want to go outside, or it's so cold that you're inside watching TV. You know, it just lends itself towards obesity.
And not only that,
you're
covered up in heavy gear, so nobody's going to see that you're obese.
Right.
Yeah.
But okay. So here's another thought that I've had, having raised three sons, Dr. Judy, do you think that our kids So, and you came up the academia route, so maybe this is good for you to what your thoughts is. Do you think we place so much emphasis on academia, in other words, MiraCosta, for instance, is known as the homework school, that our kids have no opportunity for reckless abandon, which is part of being a kid, and jumping around and leaping into lakes and hiking and all that, because they're so structured that also is playing a factor in the obesity issue?
Oh, for sure. Do you know what? The kids are so stressed now. That's the worst
right.
thing. Number one is the stress.
So they handle
you
that stress by
that
eating or... Right.
And I agree with you. They don't get enough time to just be kids.
Right. Great.
Now,
I'm glad
now
you...
Now, before we go too much farther, this was a good exercise in getting some specifics. We got number one was you must get to a normal weight. You're going to find a way, whatever way is best for you. But a part of that strategy is by far exercise every day, 45 minutes, and nutrition, whole foods, plant-based. And there's some resources that I want people to have so they can find out more about how to change their diet and what a real whole foods, plant-based diet is. Dr. Judy, do you have some books that you can recommend for people, other resources that beyond this show they can start to educate themselves?
Well, I think they should see Dr. Judy.
Yeah, that's right. They should come here and we'll teach them everything they need to know about nutrition. I mean,
how
that is such a broad question. It's really hard to... Every book pretty much has... Every one of these advanced preventive medicine books has chapters on nutrition and
right.
proper eating. There's a book called Adrenal Fatigue. This is a very common illness in our population now, by James Wilson. That one has a whole section on a good eating plan. There is also a book
yeah.
called Forever Ageless by Ron Rothenberg, MD. He talks all about an anti-inflammatory diet, which is the best diet to keep yourself, you know, in a non-inflamed state and prevent disease and aging. There's also another great book called Stay Young and Sexy by Jonathan Wright, MD.
That's the one I want.
That's what we all want, and that's what I specialize in. There you go. Those are three.
Okay, but also,
how do Mark, hold up. How do we find you, Dr. Judy? Give out your contact information, your websites. How do we find you?
Okay.
And do you have a book, or do you have a mailing list that people can get into?
Yes, I have a mailing list, but if you want to get on it, just send an email to SoCal, S-O-C-A-L, B-H-R-T, like Southern California Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy, S-O-C-A-L, B-H-R-T, at mdofficemail.com. That's our secure encrypted email, and just say, please put me on your mailing list, and we'll get you on there.
Okay.
Dr. Judy, you need to send that to us so we can blast that out there as well.
I certainly will.
Especially if you have it in a flyer, JPEG. I'll put that in our newsletter.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, if you send it to me right away, we have a newsletter going out today, actually.
Okay. And also, I'm having a seminar, a free talk that I'm giving on October 21st. That's a Saturday at 10:30 at the Remedy Pharmacy in Torrance.
In Torrance.
And that's
yeah.
between Hawthorne and PCH.
Oh, you got to send us that stuff.
I'm going to send you that as well because you'll find out some eye-opening information there. And my website is SoCal, SOCALBHRT.com. So it's www.SoCalBHRT.com. And the name of my business is Southern California Center for Anti-Aging and Medical Weight Loss. So you can always Google that, too.
Google Dr. Judy Goldstone. Judy is spelled J-U-D-I.
You can also do that, Judy Goldstone, M-D. But Southern California Center for Anti-Aging will get you there. There's a lot of ways to get there.
Wow. Dr. Judy, when Jackie and I were first discussing this show, we were talking about all of the voices out there, the various voices out there trying to peddle the latest diet, to peddle the latest, you know, fad. People are desperate. They will try anything. But what I found with talking with you today is that if you come back to ground zero and think, what are the things that need to happen? It's quite easy. Once you just calm down and think, what can I do to improve the health of myself and my family? The things are quite easy to understand. It's about a normal weight. It's about a plant-based diet. It's about a little exercise. These are not, you know, fads. These are things that we will always have to do to be healthy.
Well, you know how you can remember? It's just like your grandmother used to say. She'd say, eat your fruits and vegetables, take your cod liver oil, and go out and play outside.
Mm-hmm.
They knew about it then. And, you know, the most important thing that I've found in dealing with people who have weight issues is that they need accountability just like anybody else who has an issue. You know, like drug addicts have to go to AA, alcoholics go to AA. It's that accountability. If you show up, you will lose the weight if you have somebody to be accountable to. But then you have to maintain it, and that is also accountability. And, you know, I have a great maintenance program. The people that I see come back to weigh in and just say hello every week, they're the ones who keep it off, and the ones who disappear regain.
That's why I like the 60-day challenge. It makes me accountable. It gives me a program. I did a 30-day yoga challenge one time. It just helped.
Right.
I work better that way when I have a goal.
You could win $25,000, Mark.
That's
the incentive.
But it was
that's
more,
quite the incentive.
It was more the but I didn't really go. It was more the just having a routine, having a goal where something that, you know, I could shoot for November 8th. That is the end of the 60-day challenge. So I am really shooting for November 8th and to work out every day and have that before picture and then have that after picture to see how my body's changed. And I really want to follow the nutrition guidelines. I've done that. I've been eating, you know, fish, broccoli, trying to do portion control and stuff like that. Ice cream no more.
Mark,
I don't follow Jackie around to festivals. I've stopped doing that.
At the end of the 60 days, though, just be sure that you continue to have accountability to somebody. You need that or it's going to come right back.
Well, they,
Doctor,
I'm hoping that they do that. I'll find out more as we get along, but I'm hoping they do regular checkups. By the way, here's where you are, Mark. You know.
If they don't come here, we'll do it.
Okay.
Dr.
Okay.
G, we have 10 minutes left, and I got to bring up a topic that I'm sure Mark and Joe are going to go cringe in a corner for, but I have to ask about it. Menopause.
All right. That's an hour by itself.
Yeah, it is. You know something? It is, and we should schedule that because
we should, Jackie. We should.
Yes, we should, and we will.
Well, when does it end? That's what I want to know. When does it end?
Okay.
Well, I don't.
I've got a fan trained on our bed. There's a fan literally just.
Yeah.
Shooting,
it never ends, you guys.
It never ends.
Quick trick. It never ends. Your body will keep deteriorating and deteriorating if you don't replace what's missing. And that includes the hormones, the nutrients.
Yeah.
Most people, by the time they're in their early 40s, have already lost a good percentage of bone. They've lost all their hormones or most of them, and that's the time when you have to start balancing and replacing things.
My wife's doing that right now with hormones.
She shouldn't go off of them. If she's doing bioidentical, which are the human identical hormones, you should stay on them forever. And men as well need all their hormones balanced, and so many of them need their testosterone replaced. So about men and women.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. My mom, many years ago, back then I think they called it the change. And she said it's a part of life. She said, you go through puberty. She said, and then, you get to a certain age, it's kind of like reverse puberty sort of. And she said, it's a part of life. She said, don't fight it. She said, just realize it is a part of life. And it's tough and you get through it, but it's a part of life.
That's
and it's completely
thinking.
Natural.
That's the old thinking. No, it's not part of life. Back in the 1900s, people used to die, after age 30 or 40 because they reproduced and then they just die. Is that a part of life? No. Through science and everything, we've continued to extend the healthy lifespan. And this is replacing your hormones and keeping your body in balance and fit is just a part of extending a healthy lifespan. There's nothing unnatural about it. And man will continue to look for ways to defeat death and aging and illness and disease forever. And they will defeat it, trust me.
There should be There should be a statue in every park to women. I mean, unbelievable.
Yay, we work
no,
for that.
No. In the limited time, I want to take just 1 or 2 minutes, Dr. Judy, and talk a little bit about what you just said about as we search, as medical science advances, as computer technology advances, people want to live a long time. You just said something very, very key. Life, lifeextension.com, they're not looking to be 100, 200. They want to be 500 years old.
And
talk a little bit about
it. People will be immortal at some point because there's all these theories, but one of the biggest ones is that man and machine will merge so that you'll have parts that will keep you going forever. That's one of the theories.
You know something? I don't need to do that. If I could make it to like 80, 85 in decent health and then just go away my sleep, I'm fine. I don't have any desire to live 100.
Well, that's what a lot of people want, and that's what I advocate, is just increasing the time that you're healthy. Yes, everybody wants to live longer. You don't want those last 20 years to be on a respirator in a nursing home. You want to be functional.
Right.
And that's
here's another thing. My mom is 92, and all of her friends are dead. All of her friends are dead.
I know.
And fortunately, she has a large, loving family. But unfortunately, we had to put her in a facility this year.
No,
and
I know, Jackie. That's another problem.
It's great. It's a great facility. My sister lives across the street, so she sees family every day. And she's good, and she's comfortable. But she's 92, and all of her friends are dead.
I get that.
She's in the minority,
younger men.
But in the future, people will be living longer. Your friends will be living longer.
Yeah, see, I think, Jackie, I think you are measuring that based on how you feel as your age progresses. What if you felt just like you do now at 85? Then you do want to live to 120.
Yeah.
Totally
plus,
true.
Wouldn't it be
yeah.
interesting
yeah.
to see the changes in our world? The only thing is, when we do have that happen, the Earth is only so big. I mean, we are going to bring on a set of challenges
that's
could be pretty ugly.
Well, but yeah. by then they'll be colonizing other places for the people, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Other planets.
You're going to the moon.
Stuff is progressing together.
You're going to the moon, Mark.
Yeah. No,
well,
I think probably what will happen at some point, not in our lifetimes, but they'll go, okay, he's 61. He's done.
No.
You
know,
like Soylent Green, you know?
No, Logan's run. It's like Logan's run. You turn 40, your life is over. You gotta run.
That's what we're trying to work against. We don't want
right.
that. That's not
right.
going to happen. Just the opposite is going to be happening now.
Unless we blow ourselves up.
I mean, you could get crazy there, too. But if everything goes properly, all the literature indicates that we're just going for longer and longer healthy lifespans.
Yeah, interesting. Well, as far as colonization goes, we don't have to go to the moon yet. I mean, we've got wide swaths of parts of this planet, like the Sahara. Eventually, they're going to be able to develop that. You know,
Nevada.
And people can move there. Nevada. Yeah, Nevada.
Yeah, right, Nevada. Yeah, a wasteland.
Nevada. Yeah. What a great show. What a great show.
Dr. Judy.
Before we stop, though, can I offer
a
couple of deals to the audience?
Please.
I would like to offer everybody who calls in my office and says that they heard about us on the radio show a 10% discount off of all of our regularly priced programs. We have several different programs, and we can figure out what's the right one for you.
Wow.
And also,
everybody hear that. 10% off. Go walk in and say, I heard you on the South Bay Show podcast, Joe and Jackie and Mark. We heard them talking to you, and you'll get 10% off. Fabulous.
And the other thing is I also do free 15-minute consults, so you can always call the office and schedule a 15-minute consult. I'd be happy to talk to you for free. You don't even have to say you're from the show. I do that for anybody who wants it.
Yeah, but mention the show anyway.
It would be nice.
It would be nice. We're talking SoCalBHRT.com. That's SoCalBHRT.com. Southern California Center for Anti-Aging. Dr. Judy Goldstone, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you guys. I really enjoyed it myself.
Wow.
Dr. Judy,
what a great
you,
time.
We love you.
Thank you. I love you guys too.
I love getting free medical advice. I love it.
Absolutely.
We should all be spreading this message. I mean,
right.
Trust me, you will see this again in Happy Friday. Dr. Judy, you will see your information along with it.
That's right. I'll send everything in to you guys.
Yep.
Now, Mark, of course. We talked about, and I just want to reiterate, we talked about the top three things that people can do to improve their health and prevent disease. Number one, pretty much everybody knows, and that's why the diet of the month is so huge. It's a $100 billion industry,
those
right?
Are useless,
because
though. They're
well,
useless.
I know,
if you
but
lose
I'm
one
saying,
good way, you're fine.
Yeah.
People know that they need to get to a normal weight. They don't know how, but they know they should.
I think it's portion control. I think if you just say, I'm going
to
eat fish, I mean, you can have very tasty meals, but try to keep it to 4 to 6 ounces in terms of your protein. Try to keep it to, you know.
Mark, one that people are fighting is the third one, plant-based. The evidence is in. The science is in. Plant-based diets, less disease. Meat-based diets. Disease and people are
correct.
Fighting it.
Yeah, the only thing is
people
I've
are
heard
fighting.
That plants are people too.
No,
plants are plants.
All right,
plants. Oh. Dr. Judy, fantastic. Mark Lips, fantastic, and of course, thank you, Jackie.
And thank you.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Great
thank
show,
you, everyone.
Great show, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.